Hi, friend. Welcome back to the show. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different than what you are used to because this episode is for the woman, is for the mom, the entrepreneur who is building a podcast, running a business, raising a family, all the while trying to stay obedient to what you feel God has called you to do, even when it feels hard and unclear and honestly just a little bit heavy. So if you are also in a season that has felt busy and full, and I don't just mean busy with like life and kids, but if this has been a season full of decisions, pivots, content planning, podcast launching, podcast growing, mapping out your offers, then this episode is for you. And today I'm bringing you behind the scenes of my business because there is a huge shift that is coming. And so this is your reminder that you are not alone. You are not doing it wrong, even if it feels messy. You are not behind. You are not scattered. You are just in the middle. And this episode, this is the part that nobody talks about enough. So grab your coffee, grab your water, keep folding your laundry, whatever it is that you're doing. I'm so glad you're here. Let's talk about it. You are listening to the Moms Who Podcast show, where you will learn how to launch, grow, and make sales from your podcast as a busy mom. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist who has helped hundreds of women use their podcast to grow their online business. Let's dive into today's episode. Before we dive in, I have a huge ask for you. Would you please do me a favor and subscribe to my YouTube channel? I recently launched my channel, and over there, I'm sharing simple, effective strategies for using long-form content like podcasting to grow your business, plus behind-the-scenes look at how I'm building as a content creator and Mama 5. On YouTube, you can just type my name, Pamela Krista, or you can click the link in the show notes, and I really, really appreciate it in advance. All right, friend. So this episode is about to be one for the books, okay? Because I did not expect to take, I guess, a break from the podcast. I'm not even calling it a break, but I missed a few weeks of the podcast this summer. And it makes me so mad when I think about it, or not like mad, but it makes me like sad and like I didn't fulfill something I was supposed to do, and like I'm a failure, and all those negative things that one tells themselves when they don't follow through with something that they know they should be doing, or something, a promise that you've kept to yourself. And it has been my goal to not miss a week on the podcast. And that's just personally how I feel, is I don't like missing a week of content. Like, this is my full-time job. This is what I do full-time. So I don't want to miss a week on the podcast. It's like a trigger slash pet peeve of mine. And so with that being said, I tried my very, very hardest to keep the podcast going over the summer. And if you're new here, hi, hello. I'm so happy that you are here listening. And if you have been rocking with me for a while now, you may or may not know about my podcast organizer that I created last summer so that I could be ahead of the game and not have to record in the summer. Well, that was not the case this summer, because this summer got so busy, so fast. And before I knew it, they were out of school. I think I had maybe 3 or 4 weeks of content, of podcast episodes to publish, but I did not fulfill what I wanted to do, which was be batched out until they went back to school. That just didn't happen. Instead, I found myself in just the pits of, I don't even know what to call it or what to compare it to, but just, I mean, my kids, and if you don't know, I have 5 kids, and they are 16, 10, 7, 6, and 4, and they're home all summer. They're not in summer camp. And so obviously, it has been challenging to record, and that's for a couple different reasons. So my office is no like ventilation. I don't have any windows. It's basically like a secret office, and it's amazing. However, the loft area, which is where my kids primarily are and hang out, is right beside my door. And I don't know, I just have this weird mental thing that like they're out there snickering at me if I were to record, which is so stupid. even though it's probably true. But all that to say, I don't really record during the day, especially between the hours of like 10 and, I don't know, 10 p.m. The prime hours for me to record during the summer are either A, early in the morning, or B, late at night after they go to sleep. And so that has really been my go-to for the past month or so, all the while dealing with mom life and the duties that that comes along with, and the amount of growth, the amount of evolution of my business over the summer has honestly like shook me to my core. And so in my previous few episodes, I've openly said, you know, I just launched my YouTube channel and it has been amazing. It's been so cool to learn something new. It's been so cool to like actually dive into the platform and like the strategies and the stuff that I've learned is not only going to carry me through my YouTube journey, but it's also helped in immense ways in my business that I can't even quite put into words. And so in a nutshell, starting my YouTube channel, and again, if you've listened to me before, you've heard me say this, but I, as a wife and as a mom of five, as an online business owner who serves clients, like I'm a service provider, I already don't have a lot of time. And so anything that I do behind this microphone, whether it is for audio only or video, I want it to be with purpose. And that is the exact mindset. That is the exact mindset that I came to YouTube with. And so I knew out of the gate that any video that I filmed that I would put out on YouTube, I wanted it to have purpose. I wanted it to have meaning. And I wanted it to be of value to the person who's taking the time to listen or watch. And then simultaneously, right, I wanted it to naturally lead to the next step in working with me. And so I had to, when I say tear my business apart, that's literally what I had to do. I had to think about what exactly are my offers. And if you look at it from the outside looking in, okay, I do one-on-one podcast launches. I have a mini package and I have a full package. And then I have my podcast management services. Those are my core offers. So obviously those were set. Like I didn't have to like think about that. But at the time of building the strategy for my YouTube channel, I only had two other offers, like two lead magnets, which was my podcast organizer. And then I had a private podcast that nobody knew about. I recorded one episode about it and never spoke about it again. We could be here for hours and I could tell you all the excuses of like why I didn't market the private podcast, why nobody knew about it, of why I never really marketed or even really talked about the organizer. Really, the only times that I've talked about the organizer was, I mean, I did talk about it on the podcast multiple times, but the only times that I really talked about it was when I was a part of other collaborations, which is how hundreds of women have grabbed the organizer. But that wasn't like due to any other reason. So it's like outside of the collaborations that I was doing, I didn't really talk about the organizer and I definitely didn't talk about the private podcast. I literally think one person signed up, maybe two. For sure, I know one person signed up. And that was because she was interested in it and I told her about it and sent her the info when it went live. But that was it. And like, I did not talk about it again. And so all that to say, I had to really think about my offers and the funnel, the pipeline of my listeners here on the podcast and then of my viewers over on YouTube. And so putting together my YouTube strategy also formulated a completely different mindset for not only my podcast, but also all of my clients' podcasts. And then I was thinking of my future clients and the future people that I'm going to be reaching. And so that led me down this rabbit hole, if you will, of creating this incredible framework for really long-form content, which is for podcasting and for YouTube. And so this framework is so clear and is so good. And I can't wait for more people to like know about it and to actually take action and implement these things. And so with all of that being said, this season has been really, really hard because it is a lot of work. It is a lot of work to figure out, what am I selling? What's all going to be inside? What's too much for free? What's too much? What's too little? What do I give away for free versus what's paid? And how does it all connect together? And then, oh my gosh, then you have the email sequences. And then, oh, but wait, you need to build the landing pages. Oh, but wait, you need to do a webinar. Oh my gosh, but wait, you need a workbook. And oh, and then don't forget, I have to build that quiz. Like, there is just so many different pieces. And so I had to be okay with the fact that, yeah, okay, I missed a week or two on the podcast. Okay, nobody probably cares anyway. Nobody probably notices anyway. We are all our own worst critics. I've said this many times. Like, we are so hard on ourselves, truly. But at the end of the day, like, it is okay. Okay, I missed a few episodes. Now it's time to put things in place so that it doesn't happen again. And if it does, it's okay. So really just being okay with the fact that, did this summer go how I thought it was going to go, like, business-wise? Not at all. Like, not at all. So I had to be okay with that. And so then I had to come to a point where I'm really just giving my business to God and really just trusting that what He has in store for me is what I'm supposed to be doing and where I'm supposed to be moving. And this shift that is coming is something that I could not have, like, dreamed of myself. So that's how I know that this is truly from God, because I never would have imagined that my life would even be where it is right now. Like, it's crazy to me that I worked in the medical field for 10 years, thought I was going to retire from there, wanted to keep on moving up the ladder, and God had other plans. And so I'm just trusting that God is doing His thing, and I know He is. He shows me that every single day from the people I meet, the interactions I have, and how things always just seem to come together just like they were supposed to. And so I've truly been in a preparation season and a refinement season. And so I wanted to record this episode to let you know that you, my friend, you are not alone. And you may be in a preparation or a refinement season as well. And it's okay. It's okay if things feel busy. It's okay if they feel messy or not like you thought it would be. And to just know that this season is not wasted. It's not wasted. And that makes me, like, get super emotional, because on one side, it feels wasted almost, because it's like, dang, what did I really do this summer? Like, I feel like I made no traction. I feel like I should have spent more time with my kids. I should have spent more time with my husband. And at the same time, even though those things are true, I do feel that way. Like, I should have done those things. But even so, even if that holds truth to me, because I am a human being and I have feelings, I know that the season wasn't wasted, and I know that God still has a plan. And so that is my encouragement to you, is to let you know that this season is not wasted. And when the work feels like it's not enough, when what you're doing, the steps you're taking, feel like it's not enough, we need to keep showing up. We need to keep showing up, because if we don't, who else is going to show up for us? Nobody. Nobody's going to show up for us. Nobody else can get behind the microphone and speak except us. And it's up to us to live out the calling that we have. It is up to us to launch the podcast or continue recording the podcast. Even if we've been doing it for 3 years and we feel like our show is not growing, we still need to keep showing up. And it's okay if progress looks different than perfection. It's okay if it's not as perfect as you think it should be or you thought it was going to be. So I have been working behind the scenes on something so big for women who want to grow with long form content, aka podcasting. And I am so excited. I cannot share it all just yet, but it is coming. I'm truly excited. And my friend, if you are in the messy middle, I just want you to know again, okay? And I'm going to say it until I'm blue in the face. You are not alone. Keep asking God for clarity. Keep showing up with what you know you are supposed to be doing, even if it feels quiet. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave me a review or send me a DM on Instagram. Podcasting is so incredible and it's so intimate. And I don't know that you listen. I mean, I can look at the stats, of course. I can look at the stats all day long, but I don't really know who's listening unless you tell me. So send me a DM, send me an email, leave a review, do something to let me know that you enjoyed this episode. This episode was much more different than my normal episodes. So let me know if you enjoy these so I can do more behind the scenes episodes of what is going on in the podcast, what is going on in my business with YouTube. And I would be happy to record more of that content for you. And also, with that being said, I'm trying to figure out exactly how I'm going to put my podcast on YouTube, but I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Because let me tell you something real quick. When I started this podcast, I was obsessed with the fact that I didn't have to get ready. I can just literally be in my pajamas behind this microphone and nobody knows it but me. Like, are you kidding? I love that. As a busy mom of five and a busy business owner, like, I love that. And so being on video, which we're going to talk about that too, my friend, being on video is a whole other thing, okay? It's another thing to do. You have to find the camera, then you got to turn it on, you got to make sure it's plugged in, you got to do all these things. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that I'm pretty sure that the podcast is going to be in video form now as well, but it's going to be different than my normal weekly YouTube content. So again, go subscribe over on YouTube because you can either watch the podcast or you can listen. Pretty sure that that's how that's going to roll out. I could change my mind. You never know. This may stay audio only, but definitely go follow me on YouTube either way as I'm navigating my own long form content. Until next time, my friend, have the most beautiful day, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.